Hi, I'm Terry Griffith. I'm here with my co-host Dee Boghetti, and we're Bark Radio.
Welcome, folks. I think we've got some interesting things to discuss today, and Terry, once again, has the list. So Terry, where are we starting today?
I am the keeper of the list and the talking stick.
Ruh-roh.
No.
I'm always in trouble because he's got the talking stick. Okay.
Well, we've in the past certainly voiced our opinion on Michael Vick and the Philadelphia Eagles for giving him his opportunity to play football again.
Right.
And I read an interesting piece this last week, which actually kind of made sense, and it made me think, okay, maybe.
Wow. If it makes Terry think, okay, maybe, we need to know more. Tell us about it, Terry.
Well, the regional dog rescue groups in the Philly area approached the Eagles to say, look, okay, we'll give him a second chance, but what we want you to do is match his salary and donations to the regional rescue groups.
Oh, and that's some big numbers, yes?
Well, over 2 years, that's about $6 million, so that's phenomenal numbers for those groups that probably run on shoestring budgets anyway.
And did they get a response?
Well, they did. They had a two-hour meeting, and it was kind of, from my reading of the article, obviously I wasn't there, I was reading the article, but an individual named Tom Hickey from Dog Pack was the one that sort of organized a lot of this. There was 20 groups represented in a meeting. The Eagles spent 2 hours talking with them about this and how this would work and how the money would be spent.
Wow, just that they would sit down at the table. Bravo to the Eagles. I think that's fabulous.
I think so, too. And you know, if it was a 15-minute meeting, then it was just lip service.
Right.
But 2 hours is an investment.
It absolutely is. Yeah. And so I'm assuming we don't have a final call on any of this yet, that it's not a done deal.
It is not. It's still being discussed. Mm-hmm. I think that some of what got the conversation really rolling is that Mr. Hickey took in a petition with over 5,000 signatures from the local area that said, you know, you need to do something. You need to step it up because, you know, you're losing not only fans but respect.
Absolutely. Well, you know, that is such an awesome concept, and we'll certainly keep you all updated on this as I'm going to go with as it happens, because I think it has to. It's the best money that the Eagles can ever spend in public relations.
Absolutely, and it's still tax deductible for them.
Absolutely.
So they'd be stupid not to step this up and say, okay, let's do it. And I understand their concern. They want to make sure it gets spent appropriately. That's okay. The groups can be accountable to them as far as, you know, here's where the money went.
Right.
But put the money there for them to spend. Imagine the good they can do.
And that really does go a long way toward neutralizing the situation. I think it's, again, a wonderful idea. And we don't know if it'll happen, folks, but I'm going to contact the folks who run the Eagles, perhaps the owner of the Eagles, and we would love to have an interview with them about this, because it is a very good thing that they are considering doing. And so stay tuned. We'll keep you posted.
Yeah, I think it's neat. I'm hopeful.
Me too, man. That's cool. Great.
Well, now you've got some stuff, kind of similar lines, but...
Well, it certainly has to do with animal fighting, with dog fighting. The Humane Society of the United States does an awful lot of good, and one of the things that they have created is a reward program. They have a tip line for anyone who knows of dog fighting, and they will then, the HSUS will then go in and break up that fighting ring. And they've done it, they've already rescued over 2,000 animals from fighting. And how wonderful is that, man? And they've given 50 rewards out already to tipsters. And they also then, when they bring the dogs back to their facility, they care for them. They've spent $100,000 so far in those dogs who have been rescued. They're working with a grant, so it's fabulous. They got a nice hunk of money to do this. And I'm going to give you the phone number. If you know of a dog fighting group, please call 877-TIP, T-I-P-H-S-U-S. And I'm going to tell you a little bit about a recent scenario that was in Chicago, where it was 2:30 in the morning that the police got tipped off that there was a dog fight going on, and then they let the HSUS know about it. When the police got to this suburban Chicago backyard, can you stand this? In suburbia, there were two pit bulls locked in battle and a crowd of people around egging them on. And y'all are sick if you're doing that. I'm just going to assume there really aren't any of you listening to us.
I can't imagine our listeners are doing
no.
that.
But be aware that this stuff is everywhere. It's pervasive. The cool thing is as a result of arrests made that night in May of this year, and it's now August, the main individuals arrested have pled guilty in court and have received 18-month prison sentences.
Hope they make some new friends.
Yeah, me too. We won't even say anything else about that, but y'all know what we mean.
And
ow. Yeah. So, man, it's effective, you guys. And it happened to be the 50th animal fighting incident that the HSUS had gotten involved in since the tip line started. So it's just a fabulous thing and an easy way to help get rid of dog fighting in this country.
Do you know anything about the two dogs that were involved in that incident? What happened with them or anything?
I do not know that, I'm assuming there were other dogs seized as well, but I will do some more homework and we'll do an update on that in the future.
Yeah, I'd be curious to know who picked them up or what the scenario was.
Right, if they have been rehabilitated both physically and behaviorally, and hopefully it's going to be one of those happy ending things where they get rehomed and have wonderful lives.
Although there's been some controversy with HSUS and the dogs that they're breaking up from these fights and where they're going and what's happening. And I haven't been directly involved. I just know what I've been reading. There's been a lot of discussions around the pieces.
And I think that's another thing that would be great. I'll research this some more, see if I can find out more about these dogs. But at some point in the future, we would also love to talk to the folks on air at HSUS just about these kinds of things and the work that they're doing.
Right. I'd be happy to go meet them wherever they want to go. Let's
absolutely,
talk.
Absolutely, absolutely. Okay, so like any crime, y'all, remember that law enforcement and animal protection groups rely on you, the public, to keep your eyes and ears open and report this sort of thing. In this year, 2009, there's no place for dog fighting or any kind of animal fighting in this world, and we all need to do what we can to get rid of it.
Yeah, I agree.
Okay, I'm going to do that phone number one more time, you guys. It's 877-TIP-HSUS. Call them if you know of any bad guys fighting dogs.
One last thing on the dog fighting. There is a petition out and about to have a federal mandate to toughen up all the dog fighting laws in all 50 states.
Really?
Yeah. I don't know if it's going to get anywhere, but there's a grassroots group that is trying to get enough signatures, and they were at, I think I was number 62,000 something that signed it. So they've got a lot of signatures.
So that's probably on Facebook?
Yeah, you can get to it through Facebook. I think it's on Causes, that website where they have a lot of the petition sites.
We'll see if we can't find that and put a link up on our website so y'all can sign that petition.
Yeah, that'll be interesting. If they can really toughen up the laws, and that's a lot of what they're trying to do is to say, look, you know, 18 months for this type of violence isn't enough, and it's not a deterrent.
Right.
5 years, 10 years?
Yeah.
But then you've got prison overcrowding and all the other drama around it that you can't explain or know what to do with. So I don't know how to handle it personally. I just think that it needs to be tougher laws around it.
Absolutely. And I would hope that the law would include, you know, seizing property and, you know, perhaps property seized can be turned into money for rescue groups.
You would think. Now, you would think the government would have a keen interest in it, not necessarily because the government is dog friendly, but because it's gambling.
Right.
And they're not getting their cut.
Exactly. Okay, so just get the IRS involved and this will all get taken care of.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Everybody will be shut down.
Absolutely. So. Okay, next.
Well, we've got a new project. Like, we need anything else to do.
We do?
Yeah. Try to keep up, will you? Well, we talked about the Sponsor a Rescue Program.
Yes.
Which is still in its very infant stages, but we've got a website up, and there's things where if you want to get your products mentioned on Bark Radio, you can sponsor one of the rescue groups that we support.
Okay.
And we'll mention you. We don't take any cut on it. It's all strictly, you deal with them directly.
Right.
And once we get notified, then you get on to get some airtime with us.
Absolutely.
Well, the new program has affectionately been dubbed the Pets Project.
Okay.
What? You do know about this.
What is it? I too much dog stuff going on in my head, guys. Sorry.
Well, the Pets Project was started off as an Adopt-a-Sock project.
Oh, that one.
That one.
Gotcha. I'm kind of involved on the edges of this one, guys.
Yeah, you're familiar with it, at least. And we've been working with a friend of ours, Sue Kindred, to try to get things kind of sorted out. She's been a great help to both of us for a lot of different dog-related stuff. But the summary of what the project's going to look like is the Royal We, will be making pet-specific products and toys and those types of things. And where are they getting made, you may ask? It's not going to be made in China.
And it's not going to be made in our studio.
And no, it isn't, because Terry can't sew.
And Dee refuses to anymore.
So we're working with some of the local assisted living facilities to actually sew and manufacture this as part of their arts and crafts programs.
This is fabulous. This is such a win-win situation.
It really is. So what we'll do then is we'll work. The pilot program is going to be working with basically three rescues and a half a dozen different facilities in the greater Richmond area to start doing this as a pilot test, as something that we can take a template that we can put in different markets around the country to make this, you know, national. But the idea is they create these products. And again, it could be stuffed toys, it could be beds. Some of the folks want to make clothes.
Greeting cards, all sorts of things. Yeah.
Any dog-related product. It gets sold in a variety of fashions. We'll have a site up for it, but it'll be sold in their own stores and to the people that support them as well. 40% of the proceeds go to the assisted living facilities. 40% goes to a rescue group. And 20% goes to maintain the operations of the program, keep it all running.
This is very cool.
And what ties this to the rescue group, which I've forgotten to mention earlier, is that each piece is tied to a specific dog that's available for adoption. So you get a little card, it'll be attached to the item, and it'll show, you know, XYZ dog, and it'll have dog's history, the rescue group it's affiliated with, and on the backside of that card will say what facility made the product.
That is just very cool. It's helping two groups. At least two. Right, and it's our elder community, and many folks in assisted living are still very vital. Mm-hmm. They just flat don't have enough to do with their days and their nights. And if they happen to be animal lovers, this is going to be perfect for them. And then, of course, one of our first loves, rescue groups. Yeah. They benefit. So stay tuned again. Do you have a site up, Terry?
No.
But there will be.
Will be a site. Where I'm kind of waiting, because we have the official meeting, Sue said, is mid-September.
Okay.
So while this has been discussed unofficially, mm-hmm. the actual meeting is until then. I didn't want to do a lot of work in case if they backed out. So far, it's been very positive. There's a lot of interest in it. They see it as a win-win.
That's great.
So I think it's going to fly, but...
And when it does, you guys, just like the donating to rescue groups through...
Sponsor a rescue program.
Help us help dogs.
Yeah.
Because, again, Bark Radio, Terry and I don't get any money from this. We don't want any money from it. What we want is to connect animal lovers with rescue groups who so desperately need funding.
Right.
And in our little way, we're going to do our best, and we just ask you to do yours as well.
Right. Spread the word.
Yep. Is that it?
That is it. Well, I know. It's a short rant and a new thing, and we're done.
Woohoo! We're out, guys.
Bye.